when Simen Tav Kuf Pei Zayin, we're up to Siv Beis, we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. So we learned the halacha that if someone blows shofar into a bor, if he's inside the bor when he's blowing, the people outside, inside a pit or a cave, when the people on the outside of it cannot be yotza, because we say that they are going to hear, along with the kol shofar, a kol havora. So in hischilit koa babor, what happens if someone's blowing shofar himself and he wants to be yotza? He starts blowing inside this pit, va'ola chutz labor, and then in the middle of blowing, he climbs out of the pit as he's blowing, v'gomra, and he completes the tkiya, yotza. There's no kol havara there. That means we assume that your head came out at the same time as the shofar. There was never a point that the shofar was inside the pit and your head was outside the pit. Whereas, if you did bring your head out of the pit before the shofar, we'll have to see the halacha soon. Says the Ramah, Hagav, v'chein osim shahiyu bor b'tchilis ha'tkiyah. The same thing goes for other people, that they, if they came out at the same time as the Baal Tokeah, so long as they were inside the pit when he was blowing inside and outside the pit when he was blowing outside, the halacha, that's all right. Now, some hold that even if they stayed inside the entire time, there's no problem. Because the only time you have a kol havara is from inside a pit to the outside of it. But if you're on the outside and there are people sitting on the inside, we are not choshish for a kol havara. Lamaisa, the Mishtabura, says that you should be machmir unless you're sure that you heard only the kol shofar and not the kol havara. Now, what happens if you have a bal tokea who is standing outside of a bor? He is outside, he's blowing into the bor, and you have people standing on the inside. So it's an interesting case. They'll be yotza because they're inside and they're hearing kol shofar. He will not be yotza because he's hearing a kol havara. Siv Gimel, hashomea mikzis tkiya shalo b'chiyev u'muktsosa b'chiyev. What happens if you heard the first part of the tkiya was shalo b'chiyev and the other part was b'chiyev? Now, what does chiyev or not chiyev mean? So this is either that the first part was posel for some reason, or at the time you heard it, you were potter, or it was even a time of chiyuv, but you didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya. So what is the case? The first case would be, the zman tkiya is alos hashachar. So we're going to learn later, what happens if someone starts blowing just before alos and continues blowing after alos? So the first part of the tkiya was shalo b'chiyuv. It was a time of a ptur. It was not a time that you can blow shofar yet. The second half of the tkiya was already after the zman chiyev. So the halachi is that you're not yotzak because you didn't hear the whole tkiya at a time that one was chayev. O sheomer l'tokea b'misasik kaveni lohotzieni yidei chavasi. Someone is blowing shalo b'chavani, he's blowing for the sake of practicing, of making music, and then you signal to him that you would like him to be motzi you with this tkiya for the sake of being yotz of the mitzvah of tkiya. So the first part of it was misasek. The second part of it was lemitzvah. V'taka u'moshach b'ashir tkiya. Even though the amount of time that he continued blowing from after you told him you want to be yotza was enough to be yotza the mitzvah of shofar, lo yotza, because you need a tchil of the sof b'chiyuv. V'yesh omrim, there's a day that holds, sheyotza, yik ashir tkiya b'chiyuv. The second day holds that as long as there was a shear of a tkiya in the part that you heard after the zman chiyuv, then that's enough for you to be yotze. The Mishnah Brura says that lamaisa, you should go hear the tkiya over again. You should not be somach on the day that you're yotze, but you should not make another bracha. However, the Mishnah Brura says that you're better off not just hearing tkiyas without a bracha. Preferably you should hear the bracha from somebody else. Says the Ramah now, Hagav, hu adinim, shama mitzvah tkiyat kol havara. Kagon shoya tokeya babor v'uomid b'chutz, ube'emtza tkiyat yotza l'chutz. So this is the case that we were referring to before. What happens if somebody was standing outside a bor, the Baal Tokeah was blowing in the bor, so what he heard was a kol havara? then the Baal Tekeah comes out of the burr in the middle, and there was enough of a shear in what he blew on the outside to be Yotze Tekeah. It would be the same machlokas. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be very careful that he not miss any part of the Tekeah because of this halacha, because the Iker is like that first daya. Therefore, a person should be careful not to sneeze, not to clear his throat. Don't make any noise at the time of the Tekeah, because you're going to be missing part of it. With regard to bringing kids to shul, so he says that they're higia l'chinuch, you should have them near you and be very strict with them not speaking during the Tekeahs. But if they're below the age of chinuch, let them be in the Ezras Nashim, since if a woman doesn't hear Tekeahs, so she missed only a voluntary mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama and women are potter. As opposed to leaving the kids in the men's shul, where the men are chayiv midaraisa, there you're doing them a disservice, and you shouldn't do that.